There are so many things in my life, in your life, that are out of our control. One of them is having celiac disease and being on a gluten-free diet. It is something that has chosen us. We have not chosen it. And we have to let that control go at some point. But what can we control in our lives? Well, there's actually a lot that we can control. And one of them is focusing on how we respond and we react to certain events and circumstances within our lives. That's what we'll be talking about on today's episode of A Gluten-Free Podcast. Hey, welcome to A Gluten-Free Podcast, the show where we'll be exploring all things gluten-free. I'm your host, Ben. Whether you have celiac disease like me, you're gluten-free for other reasons, or you just want to learn more about the gluten-free diet, then this podcast is for you. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to A Gluten-Free Podcast. This is a weekly show where I talk to people all over the world about some helpful and inspiring things that they're doing in the gluten-free community, while also sharing my own story of living with celiac disease and being a gluten-free dad here in Australia. And speaking of which, I am currently recording a few episodes this morning and doing a few intros as well. It's just such a beautiful day. I'm looking out, it's a tiny bit windy, and the trees are just looking amazing. They're just about to change color, and we're in the middle of autumn at the moment, well, the start of autumn actually, and it's a beautiful time, and the weather's dropping a little bit. I love it. I absolutely love the crispness in the air, and then the mornings are getting a bit cooler, and the nights are getting a bit cooler, and I just love this time of year. It's so beautiful, especially in this area. But anytime I'm just, you know, doing work on this podcast or just getting to live on this land in general with my family, it's never lost on me that this is, was, and always will be Gundungurra country. And the Gundungurra people are the true custodians of this land. I would like to take some time to pay my respect to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge the stories, traditions, and living cultures of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Also, I am not a health professional. So if this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, I interview lots of guests on this podcast, but I also talk about my own journey, like I was saying earlier, and that's what you're listening to today. It's a gluten-free thoughts episode. But anytime I'm talking about anything related to health or diet on this show, please always remember to seek out your own personal medical advice when it comes to making any changes to your own diet or your health in any way whatsoever, because what works for both myself and my guests on this show may not work for you at all. So please always seek out that personal medical advice. Okay, so let's get into today's episode. So as I was just saying before, if this is your first time listening to the show, this is Gluten-Free Thoughts. So this is where I share a little bit about my own story and what's going on in my own life recently, and also just tying some episodes together because I interview a lot of guests on this podcast. And whenever I listen to other podcasts, I just kind of like to hear a bit more about what the guests are going through in their own lives. And so that is what today's episode is all about, Gluten-Free Thoughts. And wow, we have wrapped up Celiac Awareness Week. It was huge, gluten-free fam. That was a big Celiac Awareness Week. I was a very busy gluten-free dad, getting a lot of reels and stuff together, trying to make as much content as possible, interviewing Penny Delsberger from Celiac Australia, the health advocacy officer there at Celiac Australia. She came on the podcast and talked about the theme for Celiac Awareness Week this year, which was think outside the gut and ask yourself, could it be celiac disease? And that was a great interview. If you haven't heard that one, please go back, scroll through the feed of this podcast and go and give that a listen. It's really interesting to hear what Celiac Australia was up to during Celiac Awareness Week. But as I've discussed many times on this podcast and with many guests, and also going on to other podcasts and talking about this, Celiac Awareness Week, it feels like it's every week in the year for us, right? It's we're constantly on this journey of trying to advocate and spread awareness about a very misunderstood and undiagnosed disease, which, as we have talked about many times, 1 in 70 people are estimated to live with it in Australia, but 80% are undiagnosed. And there's pretty similar figures all around the world with that. So hopefully the more we talk about this and the more we keep on spreading awareness about it, the better things will be for people in the future. Getting a diagnosis, moving forward with a gluten-free diet, and improving their health in general. But wow, so just last week, if you haven't listened to my interview with Dinesh Pallapana, wow, the author of Stronger. He is also, he's got so many accolades. It's actually ridiculous to read out. It's just amazing. He has accomplished so much, despite having a car accident that led to quadriplegia. But he is a doctor. He's a lawyer. He's an author. He's a disability advocate. So he does so much in so many spaces, and he also lives with celiac disease, which is just so interesting. It was great to get his insight into celiac disease as just being, you know, one of the things that he has lived with, coming from where he was brought up in Sri Lanka, then moving here to Australia, and the journey with his mum, who has been an amazing support in his life. But just hearing his mindset, just having such an amazing growth mindset, and looking at what has been in what he has been able to keep within his control, within his life, despite so many setbacks, you know, coming from the background in which he came from, coming from a very low socioeconomic area there in Sri Lanka, and having quadriplegia, having a car accident that led to quadriplegia when he was, you know, training to be a doctor, but going on and accomplishing so much in his life. And I think that just really goes to show, you know, that mindset really does matter. And being in a mentally healthy state to be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish in your life. And Dinesh discussed this actually, you know, on the mental health side of things, that he actually was diagnosed with celiac disease because his mum was diagnosed with celiac disease, but also because he presented with depression and brain fog and some neurological issues that were going on. And his GP actually was able to diagnose that, which is quite amazing, back in the early 2000s, when there wasn't too many diagnoses happening of celiac disease and so little was still known about celiac disease. I mean, there's so little known about it today, but back then, he was able to obtain a diagnosis off the back of having depression, which is just amazing. And as Dinesh said there in the episode, that, you know, having depression and that stage of his life was actually more paralyzing than his quadriplegia, which I think just really goes to show, you know, that his experience and that his perspective on what he has been through. But I think that just really goes to show, you know, physical setbacks in your life. Just if we don't have our mental health together, you know, we can't physically move on. Because a lot of the times, you know, if you are in a mental state where you can deal with pain, you can deal with physical setbacks, but if your mental health isn't, you know, correct, then it's just everything else suffers. And that's so horrible. And that's something that Celiac Australia and myself and so many others around the world really want to spread awareness about. And Dinesh himself, obviously, in the podcast that we talked about together, you know, mental health is one of the aspects which is hugely impacted with celiac disease. And it is being shown that it is impacting especially children, but adults as well, in neurological ways, pre-diagnosis. And it just really needs way more awareness around it, that those neurological disorders and anxiety and depression alongside, and many, and brain fog. And we will be discussing a little bit more about the research behind this, which will be very exciting very soon, with someone who has come on the podcast before. You'll be very familiar with him. And that'll be very exciting to be able to talk about what is happening in that space, because it is such a new field, which we need way, way more awareness about it, because often people just think about the GI stuff that's going on with celiac disease. But please go back and listen to that episode with Dinesh. Such a great, great episode. And his book, Stronger, as I talked about in the episode with him, it's had a huge impact on me recently, just with, you know, various things going on in my own life and just looking at things from a different perspective. And that amazing concept of alive time versus dead time. I love it. And I'm very much into Stoic philosophy at the moment. I've read Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. Highly recommend if you have not read that before. And just looking back through history and looking at different philosophers and, you know, Stoic philosophy is something that I'm really into. And I know that Dinesh is very much into. And he did so much reading and research and improved his quality of life amazingly, you know, going through quadriplegia and being there in the hospital, but turning that time that could be perceived as a dead time, doing nothing, and sort of just, you know, just in that wallow and just wallowing and just staying in a depressed state. But he mentally just wanted to take himself out of that and be in control of what he could be in control of. So he just researched and read books and just did so much work on himself mentally that he was able to come out of that a stronger person, and hence why his book is called Stronger. An amazing read. Highly recommend going and buying that book and listening to that episode. We'll be right back after this short break. Question, gluten-free fam. Do you wish there were regular opportunities to meet up with others in the gluten-free community at venues and with businesses who actually look after us gluten-free folk? Me too. And that's why I've started a gluten-free evening. A gluten-free evening is all about connecting with others who are gluten-free, learning from the owners of venues and businesses who are making safe gluten-free food for us. And you'll also walk away with a gluten-free goodie bag full of products, samples, and discounts from your favorite gluten-free brands. We sold out our launch in February, and we've already had so many requests for more. Make sure you're following our Instagram, which is in the show notes, to find out where the next one is. See you there, gluten-free fam. We now have a Facebook group for the show. Search A Gluten-Free Podcast in groups and it'll pop right up. Come and join the conversation with other listeners where we're sharing ideas about current and future episodes and just have a chat about general gluten-free life. See you on there. All right, back to the podcast. But how does this relate to, you know, our own gluten-free lives? Well, just, you know, I think just really focusing on how we can control what's in our control. Because I'm sure today there are things that have been out of your control. Someone has, you know, cut you off on the way to work. There's been a traffic jam on your way back if you're in the car at the moment. I don't know, maybe you know, we're going to get up at a certain time and your alarm didn't go off. And, you know, there's so many things throughout our day that are out of our control. And it's very well to just, you know, sort of get annoyed at that. It's granted, you know, there are a lot of stuff that pile up in our day and we have to let those things out in healthy and safe ways. But the way you can take that ownership back and start to be a bit more positive around it is focusing on what is in your control. What can you do right now that can set you up for a better hour, a better couple of hours, a better rest of the day, a better, you know, couple of days, a better week, a better month, a better year from now? How can you sort of just improve things 1% today that could just, you know, you're going to gain interest on that so much more, the more you improve things and the more that you focus on those things that you can control. And I'm sure that there's stuff going on for you right now and it just feels like too much. I don't know what is going on this year, but this year has felt like it has just gone like 10 times more busy and more full on than the last couple of years. And every single person that I speak to feels like this. It's like we have gone from zero to like 10,000 since COVID. And it feels like people are making up for the time that they lost, which is awesome. We're wanting to go out to festivals. We're wanting to catch up with friends. We're wanting to throw events. We're wanting to do this and that and this and that. And it's great. It's great to make up for that time and to socialize again and get out there in the world and do all these things. But it has felt full on. I have to say this for myself, like there hasn't been too much chill since the beginning of the year, which look, I love. I don't like sitting around and doing nothing. But at the same time, knowing that, look, things are getting pretty hectic. So it's like, I've noticed that and I'm much more aware of that now because I journal, I try to do all these self-help things. Sometimes I don't do them. And you know, as always on these podcasts, I need to heed my own advice, especially on these gluten-free thoughts episodes. My wife probably listens to this and says, well, you do this, you don't do that. You do this, you don't do that. And yes, look, it's a reminder for myself, even just talking out loud on these episodes, there's things I need to adopt in my own life. So don't think that I'm the perfect one. I make mistakes all the time, but it is a learning journey. But really focusing on, you know, in my own situation, I'm thinking, okay, I know that I've written this down in the diary a few times. Geez, today was pretty full on. I probably took on a little bit too much and I need to scale things back a little bit just to take a little bit more time and being a bit more conscious and mindful about how much, you know, energy I'm expending. And I heard this term recently and I actually wrote it down and I'm going to grab my diary really quickly so I can actually remember it. The term is the body budget. So I heard this term just with a seminar that my wife and I watched just the other night. It was only a couple of nights ago with Maggie Dent and Lael Stone. And it was phenomenal. They were talking about parenting in general, modern day parenting, just how much pressure is on parents these days and how we can connect with our children and, you know, look at, you know, self-care for ourselves as parents and take it easy on ourselves and know that we're human. And it was just an amazing seminar in general. But one of the things that Maggie Dent talked about was the body budget and just saying that, you know, we have, I'm not sure if it was her concept herself that she's come up with or someone else did. I probably need to look that up, but it was an amazing concept and I wrote it down in my journal, which is another great reason for, you know, writing down the journal just to be able to, you know, write things down and memorize them. But the body budget, basically the way she explained it is, you know, we all have a budget for our bodies, both mentally and physically. And, you know, sometimes we reach our limits with things and there's always going to be a cost in some aspect of going over that. You know, we're going to go into debt if whether it's, you know, in our mental or physical states, and our body's going to let us know that. You know, if we have this certain budget, everybody is different. Everybody has different limitations and everybody has different strengths and weaknesses. And we, you know, we can go over that. And sometimes quite easily. But in other cases, you know, it can take a lot longer and those signs and symptoms can take a while to show up. But being mindful of what our own unique individual body budget is such an important thing. And that gets back to focusing on what is in our control. So controlling, you know, our body budget as much as we possibly can. And that comes from doing all those things that really help us and we know that can really fill our cup. When those other things that are going on in our lives, which we can't control, really start to get on top of us. And we're thinking about those things that we can't control more than what we can take action on and actually help to improve our lives and what we actually can control. So look, gluten-free fam, thank you so much for the support as always. We have so many more people on our podcast Facebook group these days, a gluten-free podcast Facebook group. Please come and join us there. We're having great conversations. We're talking about so much. I share a little bit more about the podcast there than I do on my Instagram page, but please follow us on Instagram. We're a gluten-free family. Our handle is a.gffamily. But also please come and join us on the podcast Facebook group there and make sure you're following this podcast. If you aren't already, click the follow button. We have so much great content coming out all the time. So many great guest episodes and so much more is planned for you. I have been interviewing my butt off recently and just working so hard to continually bring you this podcast because it's, I started this podcast because it was something that I wanted. You know, I wanted to hear someone just talking, you know, normally about this sort of stuff. And from a male perspective as well, because I think that there's, as I say so many times in this podcast, it's great that there is so many women out there that are talking about celiac disease, but it's not often that guys talk about it. So I really do want more guys to come forward and talk about this. And it's great. We've had so many guys on the podcast now as well. But it's just an area where I think we need to discuss it more, and some more stigma really needs to be broken down. And on that journey of trying to break that down for guys so that they can speak more openly about it, I know some men in my life who need to be tested for celiac disease and they still are not, or they refuse to be because they don't want that label, and they're scared of, you know, being labeled the gluten-free one or losing their masculinity in some way. But in my opinion, you know, having a, it's a sign of strength, seeking out, your own mental and physical health, you know, improving them. I just see that as a massive sign of strength, because then you're able to help other people in your life. You're able to be a better human, in general. That's just my perspective on it, but it's hard to convince a lot of guys, around that. But look, thank you so much, all of you for, continually sharing this podcast around. Please share this on socials. On Instagram, we are a gluten-free family, as I mentioned before. And please, please give this podcast a rating and review. That really helps this show so much. This is a massive labor of love, this podcast. I do not make a cent from this podcast so far. But look, I am looking at growing and leveling up this podcast as much as possible this year and the foreseeable into the foreseeable future as well, with our business, A Gluten-Free Family. We have so many plans to do some amazing stuff in this space, but we really just need your continued support around it. And one way that you can do that is send this to a friend or family member who you think could benefit from this, and also leave a rating and review. Thank you so much, everybody. It means the world to me that you continue to just get around this show and everything we're doing in this space. So take care of yourself and take care of each other as well. It's a crazy freaking world out there at the moment. I've said that so many times, but it really is. And the more that we can get around each other in this space, in this gluten-free community, the more we can help each other to just be open about these discussions and see where we can just help improve each other's lives, because so much more awareness is clearly needed. So look, have a great gluten-free day, night, week, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, and I will see you back here next week. We have such a cool episode coming out. We have dived into some very niche areas in this podcast, and I kind of want to go a little bit more broad this year and cover some basics, which I feel like I've missed out on a little bit. And we're getting back to the basics in a lot of upcoming episodes. And one of them is with a guy who is obsessed with fruit and veg. And I can't wait for you to hear that next week. Some may even call him a nerd in this space. There's a little clue for you guys. But can't wait for you to hear that episode. It's going to be a great one. I will see you back here next week. Thanks so much for taking the time to join me here on A Gluten-Free Podcast. If you're enjoying it and think someone else would too, please share it with them. Also, I'd really appreciate you giving a rating and review on whatever podcasting platform you're listening on. You can find me on Instagram at a.gffamily or send an email to aglutenfreefamily@gmail.com. I'll add all this info in the show notes. Until next time, bye for now.